Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's take a totally different view on rural small town Ireland now. The two Johnnies, Johnny Smacks and Johnny B, good morning.
How are you, Brendan?
And can I say, lads, how touched I am that you chose for one of your final appearances on RTE to be here with us.
It's only fair.
Is this our final appearance?
One of them.
Do you know something we don't?
And I know it's hard to get you out of tip as well. So you didn't even come up for your own show on 2FM, but you're here. Thank you so much.
We built a studio down in Tipperary so that we could do the whole radio show from Tipperary.
Yeah.
Yeah, the album is recorded in Tipperary. It's organic. It's 100%. You could buy our new album at the farmers market.
All right. We'll get to it. So you're hanging up your radio mics on 2FM on Friday. Was it your mother, Johnny Smacks, who reacted very badly to this?
Yeah. I'm lucky enough as a young person in their 30s to have been able to get a mortgage. And the first thing my mother said was, how will you pay the mortgage? I said, Ma, we do loads of different things. So, you know, she's of the mindset of, isn't it a good job up in RTE?
Yeah.
You know? So, she reacted that way. I said, look, you'll be grand. I'll look after you. Don't worry about it. So, yeah.
So where are you going?
Actually, I haven't time. Yeah. I haven't time. Like, to be honest, we're working 7 days a week with the last 2 years, and we're working all day today and all day tomorrow again on our new show. And like, if you were us, we can't stop doing our podcast. We can't stop doing our Patreon podcast. We can't stop doing live gigs. Something had to go. Like, we could have stopped doing telly, but that's very sporadic work. So if we want to ever have our lives back, unfortunately, radio was the one that had to go. And we love doing it, Brendan. Like,
but if you loved it so much.
Okay.
If they'd offered you more money, would you say?
No. It wasn't agreed. Money was agreed long ago.
Okay.
We can't keep going working 7 days a week forever.
Okay.
We need to get our lives back.
Is there another aspect to this as well? I love the statement. We have a world tour coming up. We have a festival. We have a new album. Oh, by the way, we're leaving 2FM. I suppose that is the reality that someone is writing today that like radio is nearly a side hustle for a lot of people like you. That it's not your main gig.
It was never our main gig. But I mean, radio is magical. And I think before we went into it, maybe we weren't listening to a lot of radio. And then once we got into it, and you can see the connection that you make with people, like, you know it here, you're the sound of people Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and we were the sound of people's drive home from school and work. And it really, radio really does matter to people. But for us, yeah, it's like the sun in our universe is the podcast. That's the biggest thing we have, and that's the mothership. Everything revolves around that.
There's a lot of speculation that, you know, the tighter rules that RTE have brought in around outside work and outside income, declaring gifts and all that.
We're not influencers, Brent, in terms of like we're not going off getting our brows done and stuff like that. You know,
some people say we do, and
posting about it. And more power to people who are. But I mean, it's always been the case when you sign an RTE contract that you have to get permission for outside work. So that's always happened anyway. So like, and we've still done it, and you can go on our Instagram, you can listen to our podcast where you will hear the deals that we've done. So it's no secret for us. And that wasn't this register of interest. That wasn't something that came into our mind when making this decision. Genuinely. We do.
Okay. You know, really? Yeah.
Yeah. We tell you the truth. Yeah. We've not died. There's nothing like.
It's just, I suppose people think it's coincidence that in a week, half the daytime schedule is suddenly gone.
We were out of contract.
Okay.
As well. Yeah.
We've been out of contract since February.
And did you negotiate?
Oh, sure. We'd always be in talks with 2FM.
So were there negotiations that then didn't come to fruition? You can tell me.
I mean, we'd always be talking with Dan and 2FM, trying to hammer things out. But I think the door would always be open for us to go back. But some things would have to change on our side. And maybe what would have to change?
I'd
add an extra date of the week.
Okay. What would have to change on RTE's side?
It's hard to say, really. Like, 2FM is, as Dan says, like they're changing at the moment, and I think we're in a position where we've always made moves. Like, we were the first podcast to go full video on Spotify in Ireland, the first podcast to do the Tree Arena, first podcast to do an outdoor like live festival. So we like to make moves, and we like to drive it on and be ambitious with our work. And
also, when we took over, Brendan, the drive time slot was the lowest in the ratings for 2FM. Now it's the highest. So it's kind of a bit of, we came in to do a job which was bring up the ratings. We've done that. What more can we do over the next 2 or 3 years if we were to sign a contract? It's hard to know.
We don't want to burn out either, honestly.
Yeah. But if the contract had been right, you would have signed it. You were talking to them.
I wouldn't go that far. No. Okay. As well. There's a lot on our side of genuinely being too busy. Like, yeah. You know, you're looking at us saying these guys are young and full of beans now, Brendan, but come on. Thanks, like.
Is it going to be hard to get people like you to sign up for the likes of 2FM with all the kind of rules that are in place now?
Maybe. I mean, radio really wasn't on our radar that much until Jennifer Zamparelli got us to fill in for a week when she went on holidays one time, just for the crack. And there was no such thing as this is a trial or anything, boys. And we did it and just had such a laugh doing it that we said, I wonder, could we make this work, you know? And then the fact that we were able to do it remotely from Tip, like, we never knew that was a possibility.
Yeah.
So that kind of made it work. And we said, just, we'll give it a go. And we loved it. Like, have to talk about the team we had with us. Like, Africa O'Connell, you know, yeah. Andrew Dupuyre, all the lads, like, were amazing. They made it a dream for us, like.
Yeah. You know? Are you sad?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. I'm sad for us, I'm sad for the team, I'm sad for the listeners. I mean, they were really what the show was all about. And that's the difference from the podcast, is that you get that immediate reaction on radio where you chat about something and 2 seconds later you've got somebody on the phone, you can have a good conversation with them. We had people on from every corner of Ireland.
We even had you on.
Yeah.
Do you remember being on our show?
No, I was in a fugue state.
You described our show. Of course, show I remember. Hysteria, you said it.
One
was
of the highlights of my career so
will
far.
Will you come
absolutely
back on this week?
Yeah.
Will you come back on this week?
Absolutely. What do you expect me to say right now? Of course I will. Of course I will. Talk to my people outside. No. Of course I will. Listen, I'm conscious that some of our listeners now will vaguely know about you, but probably sketchy on details and stuff. Like, it's an interesting story, your origin story. Two kind of very normal lads working kind of normal jobs.
I was a butcher,
and I was a hurley maker. My family are all hurley makers, my father and grandfather and all. And I was in a wedding band as well, doing a bit. And then myself and Johnny, we moved in together, and we ended up hosting our GA club's local Strictly Come Dancing, just because I'd been in a band and Johnny was funny. And then we did a local pantomime together and started a Facebook page and started doing sketches, and it grew from there.
Who listens to you?
It's a gas demographic. So you've got, obviously we have our music and stuff like that. And it's, you know, kids love the music. So you could be sent, you know, the Care under 12s are on their way to Croke Park to play in a blitz, and they're all singing When I Play for the County, which is one of our songs. And then we had a 61-year-old man who rang into the radio show during the week, who enjoys when his wife goes on holidays because he moves back in with his mam because she gives him desserts. So, and it genuinely is that you see that, like, at our live shows at the Tree Arena, you've got people.
That's a big mix.
People who are in their 60s, right down to lads who are 18 and they're going on the night out taking their tops off, like swinging it over their head. So it's a huge demographic and a huge spread, which is great for us.
And we have a kid show as well. Yeah, kid specific live show as well.
Come here, I wonder, do you represent maybe a constituency that kind of isn't fashionable these days, or isn't often kind of reflected in the mainstream?
Yeah, we're the rural independents. So broadcasted.
Yeah.
Not yet. We do feel like maybe we do, because you don't hear many voices like ours on the radio. You don't see people like us on the television who have had normal jobs, like I worked in factories and stuff like that. So it's not often that someone does break through and break the mold and stuff like that. We haven't went to college to do this. You know what I mean? We're not experts.
He can tell.
This.
Yeah, he can
yeah,
tell.
Yeah. And we know that. But like,
no, but yeah, our radio show, the people who ring in, we really feel like there's a massive rural audience. There's a lot of lads farming, a lot of apprentices, a lot of construction, the callers, the texts we get. And I suppose we feel like we represent them a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think he'd also feel that, like, there can be maybe a stereotype around you that the two of you are always laughing at yourselves. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just,
we are.
Yeah. Fair enough. Are you always in good form? What does a dark Johnny, two Johnny's dark night of the soul look
like? Sundays, normally, Brendan, really, after a Saturday night. Yeah, it can get
a little bit
dark.
Of quiet there, Suspiog, yeah.
But I tell you, I think if we hadn't have made this decision to leave 2FM and stuff like that, and if we kept working as we are, I think then you would see dark Johnny's, in terms of, like, we'd have been burnt out, we'd have been tired, we'd have been narky. So at the moment, it's kind of quitting while you're ahead, really, to keep up this energy, because you do need energy to do this. Like, there's no good us coming on a podcast or a radio show being like, you know, starting with a sigh, a big Welcome to the show. It's not going to work. So
come
it's
on, we're not Ray Darcy. Come on.
Stop it.
We love Ray.
But then there is that kind of side to you as well. You've had conversations on the podcast about catfishing, sextortion, stuff like that, and real conversations. And I think he would feel that you've allowed young men to talk about stuff that they maybe don't have another space to talk about.
The podcast is a real safe space for that. And I think in particular that young men aren't great at talking. They're not hectic at, like, you know, expressing their feelings. And if we can give them a platform to do that and talk about issues like sextortion, where we had a young fella who was 17 who sent on photos of his
explicit photos of himself
to someone else, and then they tried to extort money from him. Like, the fact that he felt comfortable to come down to our studio, meet us, tell his story on the podcast so that other people don't get caught with that, that's really important to us. So we're talking about those subjects that sometimes, you know, you don't hear spoke about. And we're more than happy to give it that platform.
And look, if they don't go to you, they'll be going to Joe Rogan or whatever. So
yeah, exactly. And, you know, prices are expensive over there. So yeah.
That's kind of the part of the job of podcast, though, is maybe to be a bit closer to the edge than radio.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
So was the radio frustrating then?
No, it's a different job.
Totally different.
More lighthearted.
You did manage to get taken off air your first week. Was that a kind of a...
That wasn't on the radio, though.
They took that decision.
Was
that a bit of a shock, kind of realising that, okay, this is senior hurling now, and we're much more exposed. We can't do the stuff we can do without consequences on a podcast.
Well, I wouldn't agree with the senior hurling analogy. Like, that was something that went out on our socials, and no one told us to take it down. As soon as we saw it, we took it down. We didn't have our own structures in place in our company, which we have now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, that podcast is still there if anyone wants to listen to it and make up their own mind.
Okay. The reviewers didn't always love you either.
No. I should mind them.
Yeah. But genuinely, like, it's who's reviewing us? Someone who's 65, reviewing 2FM, a youth station. They're not going to like it. Like, you know what I mean? If I'm not majorly into classical music. If I went to a concert of classical music, would I enjoy it if it's not something I'm into? I don't think so. So I don't really mind. I don't really dig and write what they like.
Like, your comedy show has been reviewed by somebody who's never worked in comedy and never made a show. You wouldn't put Mary Berry on the Sunday Game.
There you go. There's the line. So you're finishing on Friday, but as you've tried to mention about 5 times, we give it to you now. You've a lot coming up. New album out on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Small Town Heroes. It's dedicated to all the people of our hometown, all the characters that make up our songs and our stories and the podcast. And we brought you a lovely vinyl copy here for you, Brendan. We'll sign it if you like.
Thank you very much.
Sell it on eBay.
I'd love that, and I will. It's probably worth more than 100 quid, so I will hand it straight over to.
Yeah, you'll have to declare that now.
The new regime, and then there's a festival.
Yeah.
A world tour, you're calling it. I like that.
Yeah,
what's
there you go.
What's the world tour?
Three countries,
yeah.
Okay.
We're heading to America on June the 13th. We're doing 6 dates across the USA and Canada. And then we're back for a couple of weeks because there's Junior Hurling Championship in South Tip. So we have to play that. We have obligations.
So you keep up the GA commitments?
Yeah.
I'm the Junior B manager, if you know. We're looking for a challenge match on the 8th of June. If any clubs in Dublin want to give us a shout.
This is brilliant. Yeah. Bring it right back down. Yeah, the Parish Newsletter. Are you marked men on the pitch?
Ah, yeah. Listen.
Oh, he is anyway.
I am anyway. Yeah, I've got a big mouth, so I just.
He plays in goal, and the still lads marking him. It's great crack, but that keeps us real. Like, we were training last night, and it's great to go down and hang out with your own. You know, the lads that we know all our lives. And you wouldn't get a big head down there if some fella take it off.
Yeah,
so it's really important to us.
It's
to
actually
stay.
Exactly like what Colm Tobin was just saying about when you arrive at the Aer Lingus flight and you're like, ah, this is who I am. Yeah. I can stop pretending for foreigners, yeah. Do you think he'll be back on the radio? Will he be back on RTE?
The door is always open from our side.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you leaving on good terms?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, listen, 2FM is a great place to work, and we loved absolutely every minute of it. There's great people there. And yeah, 100%, the door's always open. They have our numbers. We're still in the WhatsApp group. They haven't deleted us out of it yet. So listen, we'll leave the door open. You never know. I do think, if you're asking, I think we will be back on radio someday. 100%. And we've still got telly stuff as well.
Yeah, we've still got telly work.
Back on telly in the autumn. So.
Are you, on RTE?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who would you like to see take over?
I mean,
Africa and Andrew, the team that are with us already, I think they do a great job when we're away.
Yeah, so why not?
Okay. Yeah. There's lots of texts from your diverse constituency. I'm a D4 chick. Her words now, not mine. We'll get us all in trouble.
You can say
the two Johnnies running in there 10 minutes and he's referring to women as chicks. I'm a D4 chick. I love their 2FM show. I'm a 76-year-old. Never miss the two Johnnies on 2FM. They make me laugh every day.
Thanks so much.
I'm just 60 now. The two Johnnies are my go-to every day on 2FM coming from work. I love the two Johnnies. Look forward to the podcast every week. I'm in my mid-50s, but can't listen with my sons. They love it too, but they're too embarrassed to listen with me. And that's from Aisling.
Oh, thanks so much, lads.
Thank you.
Okay, well, listen, guys, thank you so much for coming in. And I think he will be missed. But I know you're not going away or anything. So you can catch The Last Drive It with the two Johnnies on 2FM this Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Also wanted to mention we have an album.
Yeah, an album. What's an album? That's what anyone under 40 is saying. An album. Is it a photo album they're talking about? Is it online? Okay, Johnny B and
thanks,
Johnny Brendan. Smacks, thank you very much.
Thanks,
text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.